It's Up the Villa podcast, a quick preview of the Middlesbrough FA Cup match coming up tomorrow morning, Australian time, 1:30 WA, 3:30 in Queensland, I think 4:30 in Victoria and New South Wales, and work out the rest of the states. I know there's a couple of little differences, half an hour here and there with South Australia and so forth. It's Paul, one of the hosts of Up the Villa podcast. Quickly did this at the last moment, so the other boys unfortunately aren't here. Hope you and your families had a fantastic Christmas and New Year period. Probably not the exact results we wanted over Christmas, but we are currently second with a week's break, or really 2 weeks break, before we play our next game. And I think we've got a pretty good run in the next few weeks as well. So extremely well positioned, extremely excited, and dare to dream. Would you bet against us? No. So we play Middlesbrough, and look, it's an FA Cup match. I think we're certainly going to take our cup runs quite seriously, but you know, if you're the owners and you're looking at the fortunes of Champions League and the chance to win a Premier League, no matter what anyone says, you're freaking second after more than half a season. Or worst case scenario, equal third. Oh, not equal third. We'll be in third. You have to believe. You have to strengthen. It's going to be a really interesting January transfer period. I think we'll go in pretty hard. I didn't think we would. I think we will. There's a few good players out there on for options as well. So going into tomorrow's game, we know players like Dean is injured, Tillerman's still injured and doubtful, and obviously guys like Mings and Buendia were automatically out as well. Quite a large list of injuries for Middlesbrough as well. So we are playing away. It is the FA Cup, of course, and Middlesbrough, they're an up and down kind of team at the moment. They're 12th in the championship, and their record kind of shows why they're 12th. They've played 26 games. We know the slog of the championship. They're 11 wins, 3 draws, 12 losses. So they minus one goal difference. So they can score a goal, but they also concede them. So, you know, it depends on the team that we put in tomorrow. Will we take it absolutely seriously? This is the thing. The players that get on the pitch in these games are absolutely going to be taking it seriously. We don't have the lineup at the moment. There are some interesting facts for this game as well. Certainly, you know, one of the things that's a tiny bit worrying, I think if we can do this tomorrow, then we're well on our way to advance, and I don't think we want to have any kind of replays at all. We haven't kept a clean sheet in the last 5 matches, so who knows? You know, that might be one of the priorities. Keep a clean sheet and we're going to go through. And we haven't lost to Middlesbrough in our last 5 meetings either. So 4 wins and a draw. Obviously a fair while between drinks with these kind of fixtures as well. So we are playing away. That also plays a massive factor, of course. So it's at the Riverside Stadium. It's a third round. We don't have a good history of third rounds. The referee will be Robert Jones. Now, if you're trying to watch it, I'm not going to talk about streams and all that. They never seem to work for me. It is on Paramount Plus. If you don't have Paramount Plus, you could always look at doing a free 14-day kind of thing. Just remember to turn it off after that. If you don't want to continue, if you're happy with the service there, grab Paramount Plus. I used to have it for the A-League and so forth. I was a member for many, many years of the Raw and have gone off to A-League for a number of reasons and just can't be bothered. So I cancelled my Paramount Plus as well. So may have to restart that. Well, I will restart that for tomorrow morning's game. In terms of the lineup, it's going to be really interesting. And I'm sure we're nowhere near being able to see what the team's going to be. So for me to come out and say this is unequivocally what the team will be, I'd be surprised if Olsen, I would think Olsen will be the keeper. Obviously, there'll be a couple changes down the back. You know, you could see Callum Chambers come in. I think Lenglet will play. Ezri Konsa, will he play? You'd think so. Maybe with Alex Mourinho there. Have some reserves on the bench. In the middle, and unfortunately, we can't use Tillerman, so I was hoping to use. Kamara could be back. I think they'll probably rest him for one more week. Ramsey is short of a run, so I think he'll certainly start. with Dougie Ruiz. Maybe they'll bring in Dendonka and then McGinn as well. And up forward, do we go big John Duran, Zaniola, Diaby, Resk Watkins and Bailey? I think that's the kind of thing we'll be looking at. People keep talking about our squad depth not being good, but I think it is. I think we'll be looking in the transfer window. I definitely now think we'll be looking at a striker if Ollie Watkins goes down. And there is talk of Duran heading off. I think it'd be really funny for Duran to head off. But if you think about it, I think they'll start Duran in the FA Cup tonight. If we're getting offered a similar amount to what we paid, so, you know, the 10 to 15 million mark, and that opens up another international spot, would it shock you that Duran goes? I don't think he will, but it wouldn't shock you. A lot of interest from other teams. He is a big striker. He's raw. He's going to come good. I definitely think he's going to come good. I think the temptation will be there to sell him, to open up another spot, because, you know, you've got to have, with your financial fair play, you've got to have your homegrown players, and we're starting to get a bit short of that now. So that'll be interesting. So I think they'll start Duran up front. Middlesbrough, as I said, they concede goals and they score goals. So up front, potentially looking at Coburn up front. He scored 5 goals for the year. Greenwood with 5, Rogers with 2, and Jones. The midfield going forward does score goals. I think Glover will be there. What a great name for a keeper, Glover for the keeper. Engel, Clark, Fry, Vandenberg. Bussler and Housen. I don't know a lot about this team. I haven't followed the championship as much as I used to, but as I said, they are 12th at the moment, and they've had a pretty big fall off from the previous season where they were in that playoff run as well. The FA Cup is such a historic and brilliant competition, and the thing that I keep oscillating between the two different lines of thought is, one is you need to win things. When you don't play football just to play football, right? You don't play football just for money. That's the club and the players. You play to win things. Will we take the FA Cup seriously? I've said that before. The players who are going to be on the ground are going to play it seriously. It's going to be very interesting to see if we play the kind of lineup that I'm talking about. Then the club has said, look, the priority is Champions League or bust. And you cannot blame the club for that, because the money that brings in and the chances that brings in, you look at the teams that have had the sustained Champions League success and runs, and they've also had good cup runs, for the simple reason is the Champions League has given them the revenue and the ability with financial fair play to have very strong squads, and squads who know they're going to get games. Teams, you know, players who know they're going to get games in that squad. Because who's going to want to come in and just not play at all? That's the thing to think about as well. So potentially we do sacrifice another year of the FA Cup for that, you know, sustained Champions League kind of run, which then seems to bring the cup success. I mean, you only have to look at teams like City. They've won FA Cups, Champions Leagues, the Premier League, because their squad is so good and the players know they're going to get opportunities at different times. So that's just my line of thought, that they won't go into the game and say lose, but they will play quite a different team, knowing that the next few weeks in the Premier League, you know, if we keep that success up, you're 23, 24 games in and still in the hunt, and it's very tight, then the Champions League is absolutely there to play for. So that's my thought. The players who get on there, definitely going to try absolutely everything they've got. Score. Look, I think we're going to keep that clean sheet. I think they're going to really focus on the fact that in the last 5 games at all levels, we have not kept the clean sheet. I think Olsen will be down back. I think he's not a bad shot stopper. We know that his distribution is okay and his mobility to get out to the ball is terrible. That's just the truth. We've all seen it. We've watched it. So that's based on that. We keep the clean sheet. Then I think we win 2-0. And I think it's going to be Derby. And who else do we think is going to score the second goal? Okay. Going to go a bit of a silly one here. Callum Chambers is going to do an overlapping run and score. I don't know how. I'm just going to chuck him in. Chambers will probably be 40-1 to score a goal, but I'm going to put him in. We win 2-0. Will Middlesbrough have their chances? They certainly will, but we go on for the first time in a long time with a chance to go forward in the FA Cup and have given players a bit of run in the legs, which can be great as well, and rest some of those players, continue to rest some of those players for our next game. And our next game in the Premier League is against Everton next Sunday night, Monday morning on the 15th. So very winnable. Then Newcastle at home, very winnable. Sheffield United away, who upset us at home. Well, not upset us, but we didn't play well against them previously. So we've got a really good run of games. And so I think we will play a weakened squad tonight. I would like to know your thoughts. As I've said, a 2-0 win. In terms of transfers, a lot of rumours going around. We will do a January transfer podcast. We'll do a, you know, review of this game with a preview of the game coming up against Everton with the boys later in the week. Let us know your thoughts. I think the FA Cup is definitely, as I said, such a historic, such a brilliant competition. I don't think for us, and I want to be clear on this, I don't think us playing a different squad is disrespecting the competition. I think it's us appreciating what we need to do as a club moving forward. Champions League brings us money and financial revenue that we just have not seen in decades. And people need to really understand that. And look, they might not be talking about it out loud, but I know the players would be looking at the table and going, my God, if we keep playing this way, we have a chance to do something extremely special. If that means that we lose the FA Cup third round, will I be disappointed? Look, I'll be disappointed, but I won't be devastated by any stretch of the imagination. As I've said, my thoughts are that we build a bigger squad, we have a better squad, we are sustainably financial, and then from there, we then can do the sustained cup runs. That's what the other teams have done that have been up there. That's what Man City has done, and Liverpool, and so forth. So why can't we? This has been Paul. This is the Aussie Villains Podcast. As always, up the Villa.